Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. For the next 2 hours, we're talking Georgia athletics. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare, the official healthcare provider for the Georgia Bulldogs. Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. And by Dos Equis. Cheer on your favorite team with a Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. The coach is here each Monday night during basketball season to talk about the Bulldogs and to take your questions via social media. So if you have a question for the coach, you can send it to any of UGA's social media platforms with the hashtag AskCoachCrean, and we could use your question here on the show. Well, Georgia had a couple of firsts over the weekend. The Bulldogs picked up their first road win of the season, and they got their first conference win, too, with a 78-74 victory in Oxford, Mississippi, knocking off the Ole Miss Rebels. Junior Ty Fagan led the Dogs with 19 points. Sophomore guard Xavier Wheeler added 18 points and 9 assists as he continues to lead the SEC in assists. And freshman KD Johnson scored 14 points off the bench and knocked down 4 of his 5 three-point attempts. Two home games are scheduled for the Bulldogs basketball team this week. Georgia will host Kentucky Wednesday night at Stegman Coliseum in Athens. Tip time is 7 o'clock. Our broadcast on the Bulldogs Sports Network will get underway at 6:35 Wednesday evening. Then on Saturday, the Bulldogs are scheduled to play the Florida Gators in Athens at 2 p.m. Airtime for that game here on the network is set for 1:35 Saturday afternoon. We're here for the next 2 hours to talk Bulldog sports, and we thank you for taking some of your time to join us tonight. Coach Tom Crean is up first this evening. This is Bulldogs Live, and we'll come back right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Personalize your health goals with the new Kroger Telenutrition Program. Visit Kroger.com/dietitian for a free 50-minute virtual session with one of our experts.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
At Community Coffee, we've been making great-tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans and use over 4 generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Georgia basketball coach Tom Crean. Thanks for joining us on this Monday night. Coach is here, and Tom, congratulations on Saturday. You got the first SEC win and a road win to boot, and a good performance by your guys.
I thought so. I thought our spirit was great. I thought we really responded from not playing well Wednesday night, not playing as connected and as spirit-filled as we needed to play. And I thought the way we worked Thursday, Friday night in the ballroom in Oxford, and the way we got up and attacked the day on Saturday in the sense of being alive and alert and ready to play and all those type of things were really, really good for us. And we were able to break the game open, and then we had to hold on. But the confidence that they had, you know, really came through, and it was a great way to win the game.
Is there something when you go on the road, is there something that you're looking for in the pregame that kind of triggers in your mind that's like, hey, this is going to be a good time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I said this to the team after the game. I think there's no – I've been a part of some – incredible wins, been to a couple Final Fours and won games in the Elite Eight to get there. And at the end of the day, the greatest feeling as a coach is to be on the road in the pregame locker room knowing that your team believes they can win. And you get to a neutral court, and sometimes those type of things are a little bit different. But there's just so many examples that I have, like where teams were – not so many, but some where – teams I had, like you, the feeling you have as a coach where they're giving you confidence. It's not you giving them confidence. They're giving you confidence that they're absolutely ready to go to battle, that they're locked in, that they're connected. And it doesn't mean you're going to win, but it means that you're ready to go. And I felt that way with this team that morning. And that's a hard thing to get because you got to have everybody on that page. And the ones that aren't on that page got to stay out of the way. You know, because sometimes you can get in the way on the floor, all right, as a player when you're trying to do things that aren't there, you don't really understand the game. And sometimes you can get in the way in the locker room. And you can get in the way in practice, you know, and where guys start feeling sorry for themselves and worrying about themselves and getting quiet and all those type of things. And so, like, when you just got to stand to the side. Don't get in the way of the guys that are absolutely ready to battle. All right? And hopefully you figure it out and you can join us. But that's real. And I think when you've got a team of guys that are really ready to go, and I felt good about this team that day, and especially when it was such an early game, no walkthrough on the court. You know, we leave the hotel at 9:40. You know, we're tipping off at 11 Central. Those get risky. But these guys were really ready to go, and it was a great feeling.
So, I mean, why was it that feeling to you? Was it just because you had a few guys that – you felt were vocal and jacked up and energetic?
No, I thought they were locked in. I mean, you can tell when a team is distracted. You can tell when a team is passive-aggressive, and they're giving you the yes, sir, no, sir, and they don't really mean it, right? And this is, you know, this is real, right? I mean, it doesn't make them bad guys. It makes them self-absorbed. And self-absorbed guys kill your team, right? And everybody goes through it. It's a matter of being able to get over it. I thought our leadership was good. I thought our Friday night – our practice has been good. Our Friday night meeting and walkthrough was good. And it was to let them know, like, hey, here's the bottom line. Like, we started with film from last year where we, after we looked at Ole Miss, we started from film where we came back and beat SMU. All right, and we're down in overtime, right? I think we're down 5 points with 30 seconds to go. We take it to the second overtime, a couple of big plays. Sevier makes the layup to win the game. We went back to some games this year, coming back in the Samford game. Should we have had to come back in the Samford game? Probably not, but we did, right? So here we did. We come back in it. And then Northeastern, being down 15, all of a sudden getting the thing back, and we're winning by 19. And some plays in the Cincinnati game. And the fact of the matter is, like I said to the team, hey, LSU, they get the call right on the out-of-bounds play where Justin throws it off the other kid. They get that call right. We're taking the ball out of bounds, down 82-80 underneath our basket. And we'd scored already 6 or 8 points on out-of-bounds plays that night. Like, I liked our chances, right? That's how close we are to success. All right, we can't be the team that played at Arkansas and the team that let go of the rope against Auburn, right? And it's got to be like, this is what we're capable of. And I thought they responded well to that, and I thought they carried that over. So, but it's really – it's not coaching as much as it is guys getting over their own feelings, getting over their own – selfishness or sadness or whatever it is. You know, they could be reading something, they could be hearing something. You know what? Here's the bottom line. None of that matters. How you come and attack this, what your mindset's like, is what's going to be the difference maker. And that's our message, right? Like, The only way you're going to get confidence is to come in and be prepared, okay, to come in and compete, to come in locked in, and to come in and talk, all right? Talk to your teammates. And when you bring those things, like, you got a chance, right? And that's what we're looking for all the time.
When you were talking about showing them previous cut-ups from previous games and what these guys are capable of, do you have to sell them on that, or do you just have to convince them that they are already there and they just have to believe it themselves?
Yeah, I think you got to remind them. If you got to sell them, you got the wrong guys, right? If you got to sell a guy on competing and believing that they can win, they're in your way, right? That doesn't mean they can't play and stay. They just got to grow up, and they're in your way right now to win the game. And sometimes you got to read the game on that, right? Like, you don't have depth if you don't have consistency. You don't have consistency if you don't have toughness. You don't have toughness if you don't have competitiveness. And when you've got those things, now you've got a chance to succeed. So it's the same thing happens academically. You start worrying about the wrong stuff. You start trying to cut corners. I don't want to do this tonight. I don't want to do that. You just get in the way, right? And we had some guys that had really poor GPAs in the first semester. Like, ridiculous. Like, what are you doing? But it's the same guys that aren't playing that well right now, right? Like, grow up. This is what it takes, right? You've got to be locked in. You've got to come in prepared. You've got to come in to compete. You've got to come in locked in, okay, to getting better and to what's going on. And you got to talk. And when you do those things, you get better. And it's getting harder and harder, because mental toughness and mental confidence and having confidence in this day and age is getting harder and harder. And I think the year's got something to do with that. I think everything we've been through this year has definitely got something to do with that. So you got to work through it. But at the end of the day, you got to remind people that their own self-determination on what they can achieve is right there. And a lot of times it's just a reminder, and it's controlling what you can control.
Well, that's a good point. You bring up the year is just kind of changed a lot of people. I had a guy today just ask me, you know, just a general conversation, how are you doing? And I said, I'm doing okay. And his response to that was, yeah, there's a lot of tension in the air. There's a lot of thickness in the air.
There is.
And that's what everybody's got to get through to do what they do on a daily basis to be successful.
Well, and that's our team, right? We got 8 new guys. We've got one junior that's been here, and Ty Fagan. He's in a completely different role than what he's been. Everybody's in different roles. We've played, 11 games? And is that what we played? 11 games? 12 games?
12
games, right? You'd still be in the non-conference in a normal year, not getting ready for game 6 of the conference.
Right.
I mean, it's just all different. You didn't have your spring. You didn't have as much of the summer. I mean, it's just all different. So you just got to keep working through it constantly. But that doesn't mean that you don't attack it and you don't try to make them better. And, you know, I try to get across, I'm coming from a place of love. You may not want to hear it, but it is out of love. If we don't have much to say to you, then probably telling you that there's not much opportunity here. But, I mean, if we are, then we just need you to be better. And I'm saying that coming from a practice where we had 90% of our guys completely locked in, but a couple get in the way because they start worrying about the wrong stuff, not playing as hard, being quiet. You can't have that, right? And you just got to keep attacking that every day to get guys better.
Good message from Coach Tom Crean. We've got questions for the coach coming up that you sent in via social media, hashtag AskCoachCrean. So stick around for those. We'll get to those on the other side of this timeout. Well, first, we want to tell you that the official Georgia basketball game program has gone fully digital and is now free to access. The paperback game program is no longer offered, so log on to GeorgiaDogs.com/digital to get everything you need to know heading into this Wednesday's matchup against the Kentucky Wildcats. That's GeorgiaDogs.com/digital. Back for your questions for the coach. Bulldogs Live continues right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Core Power is the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
Hey, dog fans. Coach Kirby Smart here. Do you have a game plan for flu season? Get ahead of the competition by getting a flu shot at Piedmont. It's the smart thing to do. Stop by any Piedmont primary care, quick care, or urgent care location and stay healthy all season long. Visit Piedmont.org/UGA to learn more and book online. Piedmont Healthcare, more ways to better.
Core Power is the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Now more than ever, it's important to support our local businesses, whether it's your favorite pizza place or your neighborhood barber. That's why I'm a proud member of Georgia's Own Credit Union. Georgia's Own has been serving our local community for more than 85 years. Whether they are saving you money on a checking account or credit card, or supporting the people, places, and teams that we've grown to love, Georgia's Own can't be beat. To learn more, visit their website at georgiasown.org. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's Own.
If you thought you saw the last of the double cheeseburger pizza from Papa John's, think again. Because it's back again. And now, they're debuting the sequel as a papadilla. A quarter pound of beef, zesty burger sauce, and pickles on crispy flatbread crust. Again, one more time. Get a large double cheeseburger pizza for just $12. Or a new double cheeseburger papadilla for $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Again. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
We're back here with Coach Tom Crean, Bulldogs Live, as we roll along on a Monday night. The Dogs with two home games this week. Wednesday, hosting Kentucky, 7 o'clock at Stegman Coliseum in Athens. 6:35 is our airtime for our coverage of Bulldogs basketball. And then Saturday afternoon against the Florida Gators, and that is a 2 o'clock contest. Coach, two very competitive teams coming in to Athens this week.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And it, you know, it's one game at a time, and you want to get on a one-game winning streak again. But no question about it, two of the better teams in our league, teams that have experience in playing in big games, playing on the road. I know Kentucky doesn't have as much of their experience on their team, but they do have some experienced players and the guys like Saar, and they're a much better team right now with Keon Brooks back. But we've just got to be locked into what we're doing, right? These are two tough teams, two very good rebounding teams, two teams that put a lot of pressure on you different ways defensively with their length and their athleticism, and we just got to be really sharp and smart.
Our first question tonight, hashtag Ask Coach Crean, comes from Tom in Athens. And you added a key piece last week to your team. KD Johnson was
SEC Freshman of the Week.
How about that? Yeah. Congratulations to KD. He had a nice couple of games. And Tom's question is, how does KD change the dynamic of the offense?
Well, I think he changes the dynamic of our team. I think he's a pit bull defensively. He can really guard the ball. He brings a competitive spirit. We said from the beginning he's as competitive as anybody on our team. And I think when he's going, and it's been hard for him this semester. I mean, we're behind. It's been hard for him because he's worked really hard academically, and he wasn't playing, right? And it's really, really hard to keep that fire going. And he did a fantastic job academically at a 3.25, which is the highest GPA he's had. And to do that in the first semester of his time at the University of Georgia, one of the top 16 public universities, is phenomenal, right? Shows what he's capable of. But bottom line is he can shoot the ball. He can drive it. He can pass. He can see. He can really defend. He's tough. He's physical. And he's still learning. And we've really, really missed him. And to have him in these two games has been great. But you don't sign a kid like that and go into the season thinking you're not going to have him. And we did. And we've had to persevere. But to have him really helps the entire dynamic of our team. And I think his confidence is contagious.
One thing, and KD really brings this out, I think, in the bench, but it seems like the bench is really involved in the game, you know, on the sidelines and watching who's on the floor. And when something great happens, something good happens, the bench reacts. And that's fun to see. Mm-hmm. I noticed that really in the Ole Miss game a lot with when KD would hit one of those threes. I mean, the bench just goes nuts.
Well, you know,
the bench
erupts.
So yeah. It's great that that they're actively involved. You know, you don't have guys just sloughing off on the bench when they're not in the ball game. They're really paying attention and watching their teammates.
Well, and I think that's key because you've got to have bench energy. And we've shown this year after some games where it wasn't very good. And it really turned back up again in the Cincinnati game. And KD has been one of the ringleaders of that. He's been fantastic in that. And they know it. And they love KD, and they know how competitive he is. And they, the moment when we found out that he was eligible last Monday, I mean, I was crying like darn near uncontrollably. I was so happy for him, right? I was happy for us. I was happy for him. Kids were happy. They were excited because I knew what he was doing to persevere to get there. And but he's got a spirit. You know, there's a competitiveness about him. And he's got an edge to him, man. I mean, he's got an edge. I mean, he's – he's really got an edge, and I'm proud of him.
Well, while we're on the subject of KD Johnson, let's ask another question that Sam from Roswell sent in. How can we grow the offense with KD in the mix?
Well, many ways, and I think we're in the process of that. We can play more three guards. And today, one thing we did in our 4-on-0 is we had KD, Justin, Sevier, and Ty Fagan. So it's almost like having four guards. I think it gives us more ability to do different things. I think KD, because he's so competitive and tough, can guard a lot of different people. And I think that's a big deal. But I think the shooting, I think we're seeing that. I think the spacing is important. I think the fact that he can make threes, he can make them with some range, he can get to the rim, he can pass the ball, he can get to the foul line because of that toughness. And then him taking good shots, you know, is going to be key. And I think that's he can make a lot of change, but I think he can also add to our defense, which can help our offense because we can get turnovers, we can get out on the break, and he's still not in the condition that he needs to be in yet, you know, playing condition after a week, but he will be.
If you go with a lineup that looks like that, what are your concerns against the team that may have some a size advantage?
Well, we've already got a concern about that, right? We've already got major concerns with that. And that's one of the reasons when this year appeared with the COVID recruiting and things like that, the way that they were, that we weren't going to be able to get as quality size. We needed to make sure that we got guys that could play, like a PJ Horn, who's not of big size, but he can shoot the ball, right? He can shoot. He's played. He's done a lot of different things. He's not 6'9", but he can shoot the ball. When we're shooting the ball, we can make up for the size differential. When we're not shooting the ball, or rebounding the ball well, now we have a tough time making up for the size differential. So when our spacing is good, when there's movement, when we're making threes, when our percentages go up, okay, now we can offset it. But what's happened to us too many times, our shooting hasn't been as good, and we're not as big. And that's what ends up hurting us. And we'll be much bigger. We'll be much bigger next year. We're addressing it in recruiting and things like that all the time. But the way this law laid out in this year with the, you know, once the pandemic hit, is when you didn't, if you didn't get guys of size, and there was a couple guys we missed on, well, you better get some guys that you can come in and play, right? And that's where Andrew and PJ come in the sense of not having the length and the height, but they had some experience, they had some strength, they had some size, they had some things that they could bring. So we just need to shoot the ball better and make sure that we're a gang rebounding team and attacking that post, you know, whether it's post defense, whether it's how we double down, you know, whatever it is.
I think we saw proof of that Saturday in Oxford with your ability to shoot the basketball in that second half when you shot 75%.
Yeah, and we shot the ball at LSU, right? The other games where we've gotten beat, we haven't shot the ball well at all, right? And I think Arkansas and Auburn, it was more we just didn't compete and play with the spirit that we needed to play with. You know, we didn't have the connectedness and the togetherness that we need to have. We didn't have guys, you know, believing we're going to get this thing figured out. And the other day we did. But at the end of the day, shooting, we still struggle. We still have too many guys struggle when they're not making shots. Every team in the country's got it, but we still have too many guys that do that. And they got to grow out of it, right? Because we're going to keep shooting the ball, and you've got to be able to go down on the other end, and you've got to be able to get stops and keep moving without the ball on the offensive end and trust that the offense is going to come.
We've got more of your questions for Coach Tom Crean. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you get them to the show. And we could use them here on Monday night. And Georgia's getting ready for Kentucky on Wednesday night. And if you can't be there Wednesday, here's a unique chance to get your face inside Stegman Coliseum this season. Just go to georgiadogs.com/bulldogcutouts to create your very own Bulldog cutout. Easy to upload photos and customize cutouts for you and your family and all of your friends. Your cutout will be visibly placed within the crowd at Stegman for men's and women's basketball and gymnastics home events. All the proceeds will go to the COVID-19 Athletics Fund to support UGA student-athletes. Visit georgiadogs.com/bulldogcutouts for more details. More of your questions for Coach when we come back. This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go Dawgs! At Subway restaurants, deals are delicious. And right now, you can choose from 2 great deals on delicious meals. Get a 6-inch cold cut combo, spicy Italian, or Black Forest ham, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $6. Or choose a 6-inch chicken and bacon ranch melt, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, or steak and cheese, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $7. Either way, you get a great deal on a delicious meal, only at Subway restaurants. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
We continue with Bulldogs Live. Coach Tom Crean is here taking your questions tonight. You send in via social media, hashtag AskCoachCrean, how you get them to us. And the Dogs preparing for Kentucky on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and then another home game on the weekend, Saturday. The Florida Gators will be at Stegman Coliseum as Georgia and Florida will tip it off at 2 o'clock on the weekend. So 2 excellent ball games for Georgia this week. Let's get back to your questions for the coach. Johnny in Winder, Georgia, who's the best pure shooter on the team?
I'm going to go with P.J. Horn and K.D. Johnson. They would be the best pure shooters to me.
Do you ever have a contest? Do they ever do that in practice?
They do. They were doing it when I was coming back up from practice. We shoot a lot in practice, but not as much contests like that. But those are the guys that I think it, and we're continuing to build our consistency. And we've got some other guys that I should be mentioning in there, but they're just not shooting it as consistent as it needs to be. So not going to mention it. But we work on it. We shot a lot today. I mean, we shot a lot today. But, I mean, we do. And I know there's a question in here about do we shoot free throws every
day? Yeah, that was the next question. Emily in
Duluth. We actually do, Emily. I know it didn't look like it on Wednesday night. But it certainly looked like it on Saturday at Ole Miss. It's crazy, right? We go 17-34 at home and then go 15-17 on the road. And in all honesty, full disclosure, the only time we shot free throws between Wednesday and Saturday was Friday night in Oxford, Mississippi. We have a game that we play that it's one for a make. You shoot 2 at a time and you switch in. So you've got both baskets. You've got half and half. And every time you shoot 2, you go to the other end. So you're shooting on both. And a lot of times, if it's a shorter time, we'll go to 70, 75, but this time we went to 100. So every one you make is one. Every one you miss is minus two. Then once you hit a certain place, so once we hit 85 or 80, it's minus three. Once we hit 90, it was minus four. So it puts more pressure on the closer that you get. And we did it in a great time, right? Like, it's like we shoot free throws, but it's so much about confidence, and it's so much about just going up there in your routine and not going up there and going lazy. And I tell you what, like, for parents or coaches that could potentially be listening to this, getting people to have a routine and a rhythm to their shooting and do it the same way every time is crucial, because it doesn't matter if you're a pro, it doesn't matter if you're a collegian, it doesn't matter if you're in high school, it is so easy to get lazy in your free throws and fall off the line, slide to the side, not plant your feet, not follow through, fall forward, fall backwards, and you got to work through it. You got to concentrate through it, and a lot of times that's what happens to us.
Who is probably, I'm looking at our percentages here right now, who is probably our best free throw shooter that is not shooting them well right now?
Oh, Tamani's way better than his number.
He's at 59% right now.
Yeah, that was ridiculous the other night, him missing like that. I mean, you just got to take your breath, bear down, and go up and make the shot. And as I said to Tamani today, I said, here's the difference between you getting 17 points, 13 rebounds, and two fouls versus 8 points, two rebounds, and five fouls, is when you get down in a stance and actually get down and move quickly. Well, it's the same thing on the free throw line. When he gets down in a stance, okay, when he plays low, and goes straight up and doesn't tilt to the side, he makes his free throws. You know, when he goes up standing straight up, he's not as good. And I could say that about anybody, but we need Tumani to be really good, right? We need him to be really good every night. And a lot of times it's because he's standing straight up. In the Auburn game, Sharif Cooper, we're switching out. They're going right by him because he's standing straight up, right, rather than being down in a defensive stance. And if he wants to play in the NBA, which I know he does and which I believe he can, you can't have off possessions on that, let alone off nights at 6'8". You've got to be down, be active, and he's fully, fully capable of being that. But there's no question he's a better shooter than what his percentage is. But if we got a tee to shoot, I'm probably giving it to Andrew Garcia.
He's doing well. Was he at almost 78% right now?
Yeah, I like Andrew getting fouled.
Tumani's one of a few left-handers on your team. Does that change the dynamic of your team?
Yeah, that's been really hard. It changes a lot, right? Because what we're trying to always build is, whether you're left-handed, you got to be really, really good with your right. Whether you're right-handed, you got to be really, really good with your left. And it does change the dynamic of your offense. And it does change because some guys are much better, you know, with that strong hand.
Yeah.
And here's Justin Kyrie. He's better driving left than he is right, and he's a right-hander. Now, he can drive right, and we're perfectly fine with it, right, as is he, but he's probably better going to his left. So it's different, but it does change your dynamic a little bit, considering we've got three left-handers in the starting lineup right now. I think about that once in a while. Last year, we had six left-handers.
Yeah, I remember that, and I was trying to count to everybody that's left-handed this year, and it's Tumani and Savir and Fagan.
Fagan, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That was a good question. I like that one. And that wasn't even from the list. I thought
you
of that
made
one
it yourself.
Yes,
yeah,
I did. We've got plenty more of your questions. Lots better than that one, though, that you sent in. We appreciate it. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean, and we'll get to those right after this timeout on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember, nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
These days, I'm spending a lot more time at home, which means I need ways to easily control my comfort. And here's an insider tip. If you're a Georgia Power residential customer, you may be eligible for up to a $75 instant rebate on the Spark thermostat. Here's how. Georgia Power's online marketplace features thermostats from brands like Google Nest, Honeywell, and Ecobee, as well as a variety of LEDs and smart home products like smart speakers, Wi-Fi routers, indoor cameras, and more. Just visit the site and start shopping. Shop now at GeorgiaPowerMarketplace.com.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance was created in 1959 to provide financial protection for farmers and rural communities. Over the years, it has grown to protect all Georgians through affordable home, auto, and life insurance, helping Georgia build a strong agriculture industry and keeping the promises we made to our members. Our agents and members stand together for the values that make Georgia special: faith, family, and community. We stand together. We stand for you.
We are a Farm Bureau.
Get ready for tip-off at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldogs gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. Dog fans, don't forget to tune in Sunday at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, to catch an all-new episode of Georgia All Access, presented by Georgia Power. This week, featured on the show will be men's basketball graduate transfer Andrew Garcia. Georgia's athletics director, Josh Brooks, will be on the show. He'll join the Shock and Ship podcast, and we'll have highlights, of course, this week from everything in Georgia athletics. That's all on Georgia Access, Georgia All Access, presented by Georgia Power, Sunday at midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime on demand next week at GeorgiaDogs.com. More of your questions for Coach Crean. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean. Harper in Smyrna, Georgia, Coach, wants to know how, after the Ole Miss game, how was the Powerade shower?
Well, you know what? It wasn't Gatorade, which I screwed up on. It wasn't Powerade. It was actually water.
No, okay.
But my slip was I just said Gatorade
shower. A bucket of liquid.
Yeah, it was a bunch of glasses of water that were ice cold. And I think everybody got double or triple or quadruple on me. So... it was great.
Nice experience, though, for
you.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely, man. We shared it, absolutely. I mean, it's then we get our dancing going, and we keep the camera out of there, and we have some fun. Right?
That's the key part. Keep the camera out.
I was
out.
Proud of those guys. I mean, you went on the road and won, man. It's not easy.
No, it's right? not.
It's not easy at all. So it was a great win.
Bill in Johns Creek, Georgia. Who are the best defensive players on the team?
Well, I think Tamani is when he's down in that stance, and we just can't have him committing the fouls that he commits because we need him on the floor. I think I'm going to go with Tumani. I'm going to go with KD. We've got to have more guys jump into that mix, you know, that can do that. Jackson Edder can defend. Ty Fagan can definitely. There's different matchups for him where he does a good job with that. I think Andrew and PJ bring size and strength. Strength. I shouldn't say long 6'9 guys, but they bring some strength. But I would go with Tumani, and I would go with KD.
Did you mention Kyer? Because, you know, he gets a lot of steals.
Yeah, he gets steals. He's got to be better. He's got to be better in it's not over till the rebound's secured, right? So, like, that's going to be so crucial on Wednesday night. And so I don't judge a great defender just what he's doing on the ball or off the ball. You got to finish the play, and that's where Justin's got to get better. He's got to rebound the ball better.
Paige in Buckhead, Georgia. Do you keep in touch with Anthony Edwards?
I do. I text.
They played the Hawks today.
How'd they do?
The Hawks won, right?
Did they? Hey,
they beat Minnesota,
I do. And I watch the games a lot. I didn't obviously see today, and I know they've had some COVID issues. But we'll send clips, and I just try to keep reminding him what he's capable of, but absolutely.
Anthony Edwards off to a nice start. The first overall pick in the NBA draft, of course, with the Dogs last season. Paige, thanks for your question. Bill, thanks for yours. We appreciate you sending those in. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you get them to us. Be sure to subscribe to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast. You'll receive exclusive on-demand audio content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network each week, and that includes things like press conferences, this show, Bulldogs Live. There's throwback game broadcasts served up and lots more. Subscribe and download the podcast today and check out the new Shock and Ship podcast hosted by DJ Shockley and Wes Blankenship. That's currently running at GeorgiaDogs.com. It's the Shock and Ship podcast, so make sure you check that out. And we'll check out some more of your questions for Coach Crean when we continue with Bulldogs Live right after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Across the Northside Hospital system, our surgeons have decades of experience with routine and complex surgeries. Today, Northside leads the Southeast in innovative procedures. Since 2005, we've performed nearly 40,000 robotic surgeries. Our board-certified surgeons are acclaimed for non-invasive techniques. Their confidence and compassion await you at Northside. For complex surgeries, choose the best surgeons. Learn more at northside.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsor promotion in any way.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. Georgia and Kentucky coming together on Wednesday to meet at Stegman Coliseum in Athens. It's a 7 o'clock contest. 6:35 is our airtime here on the Bulldogs Sports Network. We hope you can join us. And let's get back to your questions for the coach. Paul in Augusta, Coach, wants to know, what is the key to beating Kentucky on Wednesday?
Well, it starts with transition defense because of the way they're capable of running. But you've got to come down and you've got to understand. I think they'll just try to jam it right down our face into the post. And certainly they've got some shooters. Dante Allen is 15 to 30 from threes, made half their threes in the league. Davion Mintz, B.J. Boston is a scorer. But they're going to try to throw it inside, especially with Keon Brooks back. And so I think how we defend the post, how we get back in transition first, how we rebound the ball, how we block out is going to be crucial. And we've got to keep the court spread. You know, it'll be another game where the size disadvantage, length disadvantage, we've got to keep the court spread on them the best that we can. And I think we've got to make sure that we do a really good job in ball screen defense. And that's going to be imperative that we do that. And obviously, like anything else, you got to get open shots, you got to make them, and that's something that we've got to continue to do and be confident taking those shots.
Let's see, Peter and Dunwoody, what was the difference in our play style between the Auburn and the Ole Miss games?
I thought it was our spirit. I thought it was our spirit as much as anything. We did not communicate nearly close enough in transition defense. Are on the ball screen defense, not close to as good. And we weren't as active. We weren't down low in the stances that we needed to be. Our hand activity wasn't nearly as good. And we let them get comfortable. We let Sharif Cooper get comfortable. And I didn't think we went after him enough. We didn't go after him and the ball screen the way that we needed to enough. And we let him get too comfortable, and it was a problem. But again, I thought as much as anything, it was our lack of communication, especially in transition defense, and not calling things out. And it allowed them to get some confidence. And we did not fight back the way that we should have in that game. And we, fortunately for these guys, they corrected it on Thursday and Friday. We carried it out on Saturday. That was the difference.
How did you convince them that that's what they needed to do and show them? As far as the communication aspect, I mean, I guess now you have it in black and white. It's like, look, well, okay, here's Auburn, and now here's Ole Miss. Here's what we did right in this game, what we weren't doing right in this game.
You just got to keep building on it, Scott. That's the hardest thing. I mean, because it wasn't like that's the first time we've gotten back in transition defense, right? So, like, it's you just got to stay with it. So what we did on Thursday and Friday is we really attacked the areas that were causing us to lose. And broke down our transition defense even more. Started it with three men getting back, then four men getting back before we ever got to five. You know, really isolate it, right? You know, get back, get the rim covered, get the ball stopped, get in help. Get the rim covered, get the ball stopped, get two guys in help. Get the rim covered. If it's a guard that's back first, get a big to bump them out, right? And communicate it, right? Because, I mean, our communication we looked like a bunch of guys that just got together for the first time and played a really fast, high-powered bunch of basketball players right against Auburn, and it was tough. So we just really did that. Then we built on our two-on-one plus one, getting the ball stopped, getting another guy back inside the ball, the hustle and effort parts of defensive transition, and that was the biggest thing. And ball screen defense. And that was the biggest thing. And they were locked in. I mean, we were running plays and actions. We scored 12 points in the Ole Miss game on things that we'd never run before. We had one I put in a walkthrough, and we had one I put in at halftime. We scored 9 points on stuff that I just literally drew up for them at halftime, and they responded. See, like, that's when you know you're locked in.
That's fun, though.
Yeah, you know you're locked
in. That's good stuff.
You know you're locked in. But we can come out at times and run things we've run for 2 months and not run them right, right? That's when you know you're not locked in. And that's the human dynamic of dealing with 18 to 22-year-olds. I mean, you just got to work through it and keep reminding them, but that's the biggest challenge.
Peter, thanks for your question tonight. We appreciate it. We've got one more segment with Coach Tom Crean, and we'll try to squeeze in a question or two on the other side of this break on the Bulldog Sports Network.
These days, I'm spending a lot more time at home, which means I need ways to easily control my comfort. And here's an insider tip. If you're a Georgia Power residential customer, you may be eligible for up to a $75 instant rebate on the Spark thermostat. Here's how. Georgia Power's online marketplace features thermostats from brands like Google Nest, Honeywell, and Ecobee, as well as a variety of LEDs and smart home products like smart speakers, Wi-Fi routers, indoor cameras, and more. Just visit the site and start shopping. Shop now at GeorgiaPowerMarketplace.com.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License, number 6578.
Back here on Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean, our final segment with the coach. And, Tom, we've got this question from Sean in Buford, Georgia. What are your priorities for the program over the next few years?
Well, I think we got to continue to prioritize our recruiting and how we're recruiting shooting. And shooting is going to be continue to be big. Getting some size that is skilled, size that can play. We've got to get some physically stronger guys that come in that we can build up from there. I think we've got to continue to prioritize recruiting kids from winning programs. And the kids that really know and have been forced to compete.
Does that mean in-state or anywhere you can find them?
In-state, yeah, everywhere. We're always going to start in-state. But you've got to be able to – you know, the one thing that's been good about this year, and it's coming, you know, with the way the transfer rules are coming, is to get some experienced guys like Justin Kyer, Andrew Garcia, and certainly P.J. Horn. But we've got to continue to prioritize those guys that if they're young, that there's real, real upside. You know, like Katie Johnson's a great example. We just didn't have him for 10 games, right? But he's a great example of a guy that fits exactly what we're trying to do. But if we're going to get somebody older, we're going to take a transfer. You know, we're not taking an independent contractor. We're taking somebody that's coming in that really, really wants to win for the University of Georgia and really, really knows how to compete and has had some success. And I think, again, the shooting. You know, it's we got to continue to develop the players that we have, but that is going to be a big thing. And you've got to I think what I'm learning more than ever, too, is you got to really believe you belong and can compete in this league and that you're going to put the work and the time into it, but really believe when you're out there you're competing with these other guys in these programs.
Well, let's get more of what we had in that second half in Oxford on Saturday. That was a lot of fun to watch.
I agree. I totally agree.
Tom, thanks so much. Much good luck this week Kentucky and then on Florida. It's a big week for the Dogs.
It is, yeah, absolutely. And we need to continue to have the fans come in here and just be loud. And we won't have the two sellouts like we had last year, but that 18% can be as loud as possible. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, that's Coach Tom Crean, Bulldogs Live. We will continue with more right after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!